Oh my gosh, don't all of us want to become a pirate? And you guys are becoming pirates.
I am dressed as a pirate even as we speak.
Tell me about the show, April.
Well, How I Became a Pirate is the musical adventure of young Jeremy Jacob, who is at the beach when all of a sudden a bunch of wacky pirates come ashore and recruit him to find the perfect digging spot for their treasure. And they take him aboard ship, and the captain and the pirate crew share with him the ins and outs of pirate life, like learning how to talk like a pirate and learning how pirates are actually sensitive guys deep at heart, and all sorts of adventures. There's a storm comes up, they find the place to bury the treasure, and all ends happily.
You and your pirates must be having a blast. And they must be sort of sweet people. These are sweet pirates. They're not bad pirates.
Yeah, well, we're not scary pirates, but they're really wacky and crazy pirates. So we have a really good time. I mean, Scurvy Dog barks like a dog. Max has a stuffed plush parrot that he wears on his shoulder, and he thinks it's real. So all the other pirates talk for Petey, the parrot, so that Max keeps up the illusion that that is indeed a real parrot on his shoulder, and things like that. They're just really fun, crazy guys.
Well, that is sweet, talking for the parrot. And I know the songs are just a hoot.
There's one of them is called Green Teeth, which talks about the fact that dental hygiene is not in a pirate's day. And Jeremy Jacob wants to know how to get a hold of the pirates when they go away, and they says, well, you can find us on pirates.org as opposed to org. There's a lot of wordplay. It's a very clever show. And in fact, we've decided, Cindy Miller is the music director, and I decided that this show is actually written for adults because most of the humor is the type of humor that adults will understand. The younger kids in the cast didn't understand the jokes, and we explained it to them, which means it's the perfect show for families, for parents and grandparents to bring kids to, because they're going to be highly entertained while their youngsters are enjoying the color and the life of the pirates. The adults will laugh at the humor that's in the script.
Now tell me about your principals.
Well, Cason Walden plays Captain Braidbeard. He's a senior at Paducah Tillman High School. And then we have nine other pirates, which include Michael Dawson, who is actually, he's one of the adults. He's actually a parent of one of our kids, and he thought it'd be fun to try out for a show. And he is hilarious. We've got Bradley Duncan, Michael Hassel, Jacob Wheatloff, Andrew Shannon, Brenna Adams, Isaac Gallagher, Claire Kelly, Danny Carnes. So, yes, we do have girl pirates as well aboard our ship.
Well, it would be a must, I should think.
Indeed. Another really fun thing about the show is that we're kind of making it an immersive event experience. So when you walk into the theater's lobby, you're already in pirate land. We've got a pirate ship there. We've got Jeremy Jacobs' map. It's all decorated in pirate theme. We're encouraging the audience, kids and adults, to dress as pirates. And if you do come dressed as a pirate, after the show, there's a photo opportunity with the cast. And whether you come dressed as a pirate or not, all kids get to have some of the pirate treasure at the end of the show.
I was thinking that maybe your audience should cheer like pirates.
Yes, indeed. It's fun. I would say that's the main thing about the show. It is based on the children's book, How I Became a Pirate. But it's basically just a fun, wacky adventure.
Who's doing all of the costumes and the set pieces?
Our resident design team worked really hard on them. Janice Peterson is, of course, our costumer for our youth shows, our family shows, and she just did a wonderful job of outfitting all of the pirates in their pirate gear. Jeremy Jacobs' costume she made actually to look very similar to the picture book that the story is based on. And Michael Cochran designed the set, which, oh my goodness, the transformation from North Beach to the pirate ship alone is worth the price of admission. It is so much fun to basically see the mast rise up out of the floor and the ship and the whole part of the stage turns around to reveal the pirate ship. It's just so visually fun.
April, I have a feeling that you're a pirate at heart.
I am. I am a pirate. And in fact, that's one of the themes of the show, is that we're all pirates. And you can find pirates anywhere if you just have to look for them.
Well, I know you're going to have a great run, and I appreciate your speaking with me today.
Thank you so much.